I know then, obviously, the church and the choir, because Oriada comes into your story, and we've recordings from you and your brother from the Afrin.
Well, I mean, the choir, I joined that when I was quite young. We all did. We did it in turn. There was 10 boys. So it was only a men-only choir, which it still is today. And we joined it one after the other. We were there serially, and the whole lot of us were there. So at one point, there were 7 of the All-in-Arms in the choir. It was quite a large proportion. It might have been 30% of the choir at one point, you know. Take us out and, you know, I'm sure it would be heard. But I was doing that, I suppose, from the time I was about 5, maybe 4. I do remember actually being at a choir practice when Sean O'Riordan was still alive, in his house, which is where they would happen. You had these rows of benches in his sitting room. He was in the front with this pianola, a Steck, modified Steck. It no longer had the pianola apparatus that had been taken out. And to the left, then over the fire, was a beautiful pastoral painting by Walter Verling. We didn't have a painting like that at home. So here's a man with kind of a cultural kind of panache, if you like. Of course, he died very soon after that, and Padre O'Riordan took over the choir. And I do remember one of the changes that happened. It became far more child-centric. The kids were then in the front. We were in the back prior to that, but he brought us to the front, so we were around him like a kind of a shell. And he also then started doing classes for the younger kids every Saturday. And it was during that phase in my life that I started to prepare songs, to engage more deeply with them, to learn difficult big songs, and then to perform them publicly. So that was the beginning.
And the choir, very famously, was there at the funeral for O'Riordan himself. Were you there? Do you have a recollection of that?
Oh, I was there. Of course I was. And I've seen footage of it. I've seen other members of my family in it. Tony McMahon was there, the great box player. For the Coulee people, I've written about this myself before in some studies I was doing for a master's degree I did. I studied the kind of phenomenon of the choir. It was a kind of a cataclysm. You see, in a way, what O'Riordan did, I feel, when he came to Coulee was he brought the people back to themselves. He showed them once again what they had. He reawakened their self-vision. This is what you are. These are the beautiful things you can do. I'm going to help you do them even more. So when he was there, it was an engine for composition, was wound up again. People were writing new songs, were investigating old collections. The choir was travelling all over the country doing these clashkadal special concerts, as well then as the arrival of the Afrin. These revolutionary, impactful events in the 60s, all coming out of a tiny, tiny little place, which must have felt quite exciting for the people. And then to have it taken away so quickly, arguably 6 or 7 years after he arrived, was very difficult for them, I believe. Very difficult. I've interviewed some people for that study, and to them it was almost like their hero was gone.